December 21. Having our names in the book of life. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. The expression "he that overcometh" indicates that there is something for every one of us to overcome. The overcomer is to be clothed in the white raiment of Christ's righteousness, and of him it is written, "I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Oh, what a privilege it is to be an overcomer and to have our names presented before the Father by the Savior himself. And when as overcomers we shall be clothed in white raiment, the Lord will acknowledge our faithfulness as verily as in the days of the early Christian church. He acknowledged the few names, even in Sardis, who had not defiled their garments, Revelation 3:4, and we shall walk with him in white, for through his atoning sacrifice we shall be accounted worthy. My dear friends, in view of these encouraging promises, how earnestly should we strive to perfect a character that will enable us to stand before the Son of God? Only those who are clothed in the garments of his righteousness will be able to endure the glory of his presence when he shall appear with power and great glory. It means much to be an overcomer. The besetments of the enemy and all his evil agencies must be firmly resisted. Every moment we must be on guard. Not for one instant are we to lose sight of Christ and of his power to save in the hour of trial. Our hand must be placed in his, that we may be upheld by the power of his might. The true witness declares, "Behold, I have set before thee an open door," verse 8. Let us thank God with heart and soul and voice, and let us learn to approach him as through an open door, believing that we may come freely with our petitions, and that he will hear and answer. It is by a living faith in his power to help that we shall receive strength to fight the battles of the Lord with the confident assurance of victory. Review and Herald, July 9, 1908.